skill.
Welcome back to the PDB, folks. I've got one more thing before I let you go. During yesterday's brief, we talked about countries around the world looking to form cartels for the production of key minerals. Those minerals, like nickel and lithium, are necessary for the solar, wind, and electric vehicle revolution that we are all living in, plus, of course, the batteries to power it all. Now, sometimes on the PDB, I refer to that industry and that revolution as dirty green energy. And it's that phrase that has made some listeners pretty upset. They think that that demonstrates my bias, or it's just simply offensive. And in fact, a couple of listeners even said that they're going to stop downloading this podcast because of that phrase. So let me give you some examples. First was Matt from Madison, Wisconsin. He said, quote, "The detailed coverage of the downside to renewable energy, it's amongst the most important topics discussed on the PDB, but please stop using the term dirty green in every reference to renewable energy. It undermines your credibility." I also heard from Scott in Colorado saying, quote, "What's the other option? Are we supposed to go back to oil and gas? No. The immediate focus is curbing the global warming that we alone are to blame for." Finally, I got an email from Marjorie from somewhere in America who said, quote, "Over the past few months, you've talked more and more about dirty green energy. Now, to be clear, I feel it was treasonous for Joe Biden to give away our energy independence. But I also support our prudent expansion into more forms of energy. For instance, I have solar panels and I drive an electric car. Your representation of these alternative forms of energy has been so obviously biased and emotional that I no longer trust you to address it. Your podcast was a breath of fresh neutral air, at least for a while, and I miss that," end quote. So folks, let me respond by saying this. Thank you. I am honored that people would both disagree and take the time to write me about it. I also appreciate and welcome constructive feedback. So for instance, with Matt in Wisconsin, we had a great, productive adult exchange about this very difficult issue. So here's what I offered these folks, and it's what I would offer to you all this morning. Do me a favor. Pull up your favorite internet browser and type in solar wind energy, and then do a search. What results do you see? And by that, I mean, what words do you see describing solar and wind? What do the headlines say? Because I know the answer, because I've spent a ton of time on this. What you'll see is an avalanche of reporting and opinion pieces labeling solar, wind, and batteries with words like clean or green and renewable. And I mean, truly, it is virtually all that you will see in both mainstream press and otherwise. But folks, that's just weird. And to understand why, let's just remind ourselves about solar panels. And what we know, what the facts tell us, not what Brian is coming up with, is that solar panels in America are largely manufactured in China using coal power and assembled with slave labor of folks living in concentration camps. And then when a solar panel's life cycle is over, which is about 10 to 20 years, depending on the quality of the panel, well, they get thrown into America's dumps where they leach the chemicals that are inside of them. Now, maybe that dump is properly sealed, and maybe it's not. And if not, those chemicals leach into the groundwater. California is dealing with this issue right now, and that's according to the LA Times. There's virtually no recycling of these panels. And of course, every writer of all those articles that you saw when you did your internet search, they all know that these are truths about solar panels, or they should know. And yet, they and their editors still choose to call it clean and green and renewable. But folks, all of those terms are marketing buzzwords, they're political slogans or an expression of personal values. They have nothing to do with facts or data on either the costs of solar and wind power or how they actually work. So folks, in a media environment like the one in which we live, in which virtually no one is being honest about the environmental, political, and national security costs of these industries, well, how does one respond? How do I, as someone who's trying to provide facts and data on this, speak to you all, knowing that most every day of every week of every month, You are being told by virtually every media outlet that this is a form of clean, renewable, or green energy. Again, when in fact, it's none of those things. Chinese solar panels made by slave labor, leaching in dumps, is not clean, green, or renewable. So what I've chosen to do, perhaps incorrectly, and that's fair to critique me on this, well, I coined a phrase, dirty green energy. It's a rhetorical device to jar our attention, to cause our ears and brains to perk up and listen. It's a play on words, stealing from the phrase green energy. And for a writer and a presenter, I think it helps me more accurately frame the story and the facts when I present the hidden or unspoken or impolite costs of solar, wind, and batteries. And to emphasize from what I have said from the beginning, the goal wasn't, isn't, nor will ever be to demand that you ought to do certain things or buy certain things or think in certain ways. Nor is the goal to say that we can't or shouldn't embrace solar or wind power or even those batteries. In fact, I've shared with you all that my family uses solar pumps on our pastures to put water in our cattle troughs. So the goal then is to remind us that all forms of energy come with pros and cons. All forms of energy are dirty. They all come with costs. But rarely, if ever, do we hear or see that said about solar, wind, or batteries. And that's suspicious to me. Why is it that our media and our government try to just ignore that or even sweep it under the rug? Why can't we be honest and say that it's dirty? It's just weird, and it tells me that something else is going on. So I'm going to keep talking about this issue, and maybe some days I'll just say solar and wind, and other days maybe I'll say intermittent energy, or maybe sometimes I'll refer to it as dirty green energy. But no matter what phrase I use, I'll continue to earnestly pull data and facts for you. I'll continue to elevate a conversation that very few others want to. Now, I hope you stick around for that conversation. And if you think I'm being unfair, I know that you will email me. I truly know it. And I'll tell you what, I absolutely love it when you do. Because engaging with you all has been one of the great joys of hosting this podcast. And so, of all weeks to be thankful and express that to you, this is the week. And that is why I say with great sincerity, thank you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.